You are listening to The Vitals, a twice-monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Hi, everyone. This is Lindsay Fisher, editor at Oncology Nursing News. In this episode of The Vitals, Shauna Douglas, a head and neck oncology nurse navigator with Allegheny Health Network, highlights the unique challenges that this population faces, including access to proper dental care, nutrition specialists, and post-surgery speech and swallow therapy. She draws from personal experience to share a story of how she used the resources available at her institution to help a patient overcome a barrier to care, highlighting the value that nurse navigators can provide to patients. How are you doing today?
I'm good, good. And yourself?
I'm great. Yeah, thanks.
Good. My name's Shauna Douglas. I'm the head and neck oncology nurse navigator for Allegheny Health Network. I've been in this role for about 5.5 years. I work primarily at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh, but I also coordinate for all of AHN.
Glad to have you. Can you walk through what your role as a nurse navigator looks like?
I work closely with our oncology head and neck cancer patients, a team of surgeons and oncology physicians. My role as their oncology navigator is to primarily help be that one point of contact and to guide them through their cancer journey. I provide additional information, resources, referrals, and support. As we know, for most people, receiving that diagnosis of cancer can be a difficult burden. So I try to ease that burden by taking on some of their responsibilities, such as making appointments, helping them understand their treatment options, reiterating what the doctors have said to them during that initial appointment, coordinating care scans, promoting that effective communication between their healthcare team as well, educating on community resources, support groups, making other referrals within our oncology navigation team. We have a whole team of navigators. And I always tell my patients that even though they've finished their treatment, don't throw my number away. They might need to contact me for any other questions post-treatment, but always to keep, you know, your navigator's number handy.
Yeah, definitely. I like that about making sure to keep your number handy. What are some of the unique challenges that nurse navigators helping patients with head and neck cancer navigate compared to some other disease subtypes?
They typically need to see our head and neck surgeon for a consult if they haven't already seen one. Sometimes they do require to meet with two different ENT physicians within our group, depending on the need for possible reconstructive surgery. We do have a surgeon here at AHN that does specialize in head and neck microvascular reconstruction within our same group. So that's pretty neat. They also need to see a speech and swallow therapist for a consult, oncology rehab, which includes head and neck lymphedema, swelling of the head and neck. They always need a dietitian to follow them. Possible feeding tube considerations. They always need to see a dentist, regardless of treatment options. It's always good for our head and neck patients to have good dental hygiene. And they also need that dental clearance if they are going to be receiving radiation to the head and neck. And then stemming from the dental evaluation, a lot of our patients need to see an oral surgeon for some extractions. Those also need to be completed prior to radiation start. Because of the chemotherapy agents that are involved with the treatments, audiogram, baseline hearing test is also needed. We need to coordinate that. Sometimes they need multiple scans to complete their staging process. That can be pretty tricky, trying to get the scans scheduled at the most convenient location, the most convenient time and date. Another thing that sort of stands out with our head and neck patients, that population, there's sometimes issues with non-compliance because there's so many appointments that need to be scheduled. They get very overwhelmed. That's where I come in and I try to ease that burden again. Some have a lot of transportation issues. They have lack of family support, various psychosocial issues, poor lifestyle choices that we try to get them back on track with. And also patients, some have to undergo very large and invasive surgeries. that affect their ability to talk and thus communicate effectively. Ability to swallow and eat affects their appearance. They have some depression, anxiety. So as a nurse in general, knowing the patient's family dynamics and how to support them and how much support they may or may not have, that's a huge part of their treatment and recovery.
Shifting a little bit into your personal experience as a nurse navigator, could you share an example or two of a patient case where you were able to help connect them to the services that they needed and overcome barriers to care?
I run into barriers to care each and every day, multiple times. But one patient kind of sticks out just recently. It's in regards to the transportation issue. You know, once we get patients set up for treatment, what do you do then? Oh, they might need transportation. You know, we have to think of that like kind of ahead. Recently, I had a patient, she's 81 years old, female. She was diagnosed with a stage 3, and it was HPV related squamous cell carcinoma of the oropharynx, which ultimately required her to have radiation to the base of tongue and her bilateral neck, along with weekly chemo. That was her treatment plan. So everything was set up for her. But early on, I did determine that she lacked transportation. I had talked with her family several times. She had some sons. One was out of town and the other two had some other issues where it, you know, prevented them from being able to assist her with this. Patient does not drive and she was very sick also. So at Allegheny Health Network, we do have patient care navigators that are part of our team. They're in the community, and they are a resource for us, part of our oncology team, to assist with finding, you know, the best means of transportation for our patients. So I reached out to her right away, and that's part of my role, is to get these patients in contact with them as soon as possible. So I had identified her as being a barrier, as the transportation being a barrier for this patient. So that navigator was able to provide me with the correct form that needed completed to obtain, you know, the patient's transportation benefits. A lot of times their medical benefits provide transportation benefit so they can get reduced cost or sometimes free transportation. I assisted the patient at the bedside while she was in her first infusion. We got her there to her chemo the first day, and I helped her that whole day with completing the form, getting her all set up online. So her treatments were daily radiation for 6 weeks. So if you think about that, that was a lot of transportation to and from. And then one day a week was chemotherapy included. So it was a long day for her once a week. So we wanted reliable transportation, safe transportation. So ultimately, you know, we were able to get her set up. She had some treatment issues. She had to have a pause of treatment, but ultimately she got through all her treatments safely, and she still has rides to and from all her follow-up appointments as well. So, you know, transportation was the key. You can have all the treatments set up, but if they can't get to and from in a timely manner, you know, that's an issue. And it's disheartening to imagine, you know, not being able to be treated for your cancer due to lack of transportation. So this is how, you know, we were able to overcome it. So each case is a little different, but that's where we all work as a team.
Yeah, definitely. That was a really great example. Thank you so much.
Sure.
What are the topics that are most important to nurse navigators who specialize in head and neck cancer? And where do you see the trajectory of the field headed?
One of the topics is HPV awareness, you know, educating patients regarding their diagnosis and their pathology. When it comes back HPV positive, a lot of times I'm faced with that. I have to explain the reason why, reiterate what the doctor has said. The patients aren't understanding, why do I have cancer? You know, what does this pathology mean? So that's a big topic for us. HPV, I believe the statistics right now are about 70% of oropharyngeal cancers in the US, meaning the tonsils and base of tongue. And most people, they don't understand that, you know, they might have this throat infection and why a lot of times it stays with you, sometimes 20 years, and then that's where it can migrate into cancer. So that's a big topic. Go along with that, raising awareness to the parents with young children to advocate for the HPV vaccine. I was actually on a work group for that. We have the HPV vaccine for boys and girls at a young age to help prevent these cancers. So that's a big topic. Another topic is, of course, the barriers to care. Finding new resources for patients, that's always on my mind. new support groups that might be out there. There aren't that many that we know of. There are a handful of support groups for our head and neck cancer patients, but we could definitely do better in that area. And then some low cost or free dental clinics. That's always been sort of an issue, trying to find dentists for patients that either don't have the insurance or cannot afford even the out-of-pocket that comes along with the dental insurance. So basically always being on the lookout for new ways to help our patients in the cancer journey. Trajectory, I would say, hope to see less recurrence of head and neck cancer by treating as early as possible and getting the proper treatment to, you know, reduce their risk of recurrence. Continued advances in the surgical approach, more targeted therapies, advances in the genetics, I think is a big one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with oncology nursing news.